Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used
to. If you've ever felt the pains of cramps in your calf muscles, especially waking you up in the middle of the night, you know that it's no laughing matter. It's a pain that you want to control in a hurry. For the most part, the cramps are caused by an imbalance in calcium, but simply taking more calcium isn't always the solution. In my office, I can show patients a simple test that simulates the cramps people have in their calf muscles. During the test, when cramps start happening, we can quickly see change just by chewing the right nutrient that the body needs to better utilize calcium. Much of the time, the answer is not calcium. It might be a cofactor, such as magnesium, vitamin K2, or an essential fatty acid. My discussion on vitamin K2 is archived at klbbradio.com, so we'll focus on magnesium in today's feature. The tendency with our American diets can be toward low minerals of all different sorts. Magnesium is no exception, and the body needs some of that mineral to make the proper use of the calcium in our diets. In addition to muscle cramps, signs of magnesium deficiency include mental confusion, irritability, insomnia, and a predisposition to stress. Though supplementation might be beneficial, the food sources with most abundant magnesium include kelp and other seaweeds, whole grains such as wheat and rye, buckwheat seeds, and nuts such as almonds, cashews, and Brazil nuts. Since processing tends to strip out much of the whole food sources of minerals such as magnesium, many Americans are deficient in this essential nutrient, and most may not even be getting the recommended daily allowance. Low levels in our diets and bodies make us susceptible to a variety of diseases affecting the heart, blood pressure, kidneys, sleep, and menstrual cycles. It's a cofactor of over 300 enzymes in the body. It's involved in many of the functions essential to life. I'm not a fan of single nutrient supplements in high doses, but I will mention that the generally accepted limits of magnesium supplements top out around 300 to 400 milligrams daily for most people. A quick way to tell you're getting too much is that your stools will be loose. Magnesium, in levels considered unsafe long-term, is one of the primary ingredients in laxatives. So as I've said many times before, it's easy to get too much of a good thing. Moderation is key. It's wise to make sure that we all include good sources of magnesium in our diets, along with all the other essential minerals our bodies need.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.